Alan Payne is the president of Texas-based Border Entertainment, which owns 11 Blockbuster stores in Alaska. He says sales in the capital city had been slowly dropping for the past 5 years.
We just can't make it work anymore. I don't think it's any secret that the business has been in decline for a long time because of online options, primarily.
This doesn't signal closures anywhere else in the state, though. Payne says the 10 other Blockbuster stores in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Wasilla, Kenai, and Soldotna are still doing fine.
We will run it as long as we can profitably run it. There's no end game in mind.
Border Entertainment owns half of the roughly 40 franchise Blockbuster stores remaining in the country. In its heyday, the Blockbuster chain had more than 900 stores. Payne says the first Blockbuster to close in Alaska was in Ketchikan 5 years ago. Two more closed in Anchorage, leaving three in the city. Kodiak shut down a couple years ago. Two full-time and 14 part-time employees worked in Juno's Blockbusters. Inventory from the downtown store is moving to the Valley branch. Starting on Friday, manager Vanessa Early says rentals stop and the blowout sale starts.
We are just selling everything. Everything that you can think of besides the walls and the floors.
When the Valley Blockbuster closes in April, the space will be remodeled for Bullwinkle's Pizza to move in late fall. It's relocating from the Mendenhall Mall across the street. Bullwinkle's owners, Mitch Falk and Lynette Anderson, bought the building that houses Blockbuster 2 years ago with the intention of eventually moving the restaurant there. Here's Falk.
We need more space. We need a remodel. We haven't had a remodel since 1983.
That means Bullwinkle's may be neighbors with Take and Bake pizza store Papa Murphy's. Falk says that store's lease is up in 2 years, and it's already looking for a new space. Jerry's Barbering and Styling Shop, also in the building, will stay put. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.